Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
I see you, Phil, but guys, we are here. We are back with a three-man pod for the... I don't know how many times we've done a three-man pod. I think it's the third one, actually, but I got Phil, I got Alex. We're here today. We're going to talk mainly NFL draft, winners, losers, on episode 16 of the YWC Football Talk podcast. We'll also talk a little bit about the Rob Gronkowski trade. And another thing I actually just read on, too, quickly, that's breaking news, is Deshaun Watson had his fifth-year option picked up by the Texans, which seems to be Bill O'Brien's first no-brainer move. But with that being said, guys, I want to ask you, winners and losers of the draft. Go.
Well, I'm a winner and Phil's a loser, but just kidding, Phil. You can go first.
You go first? Yep. Winners and losers of the draft. I mean, look, okay, I think I saw Alex's post, and he'll probably talk about his, about how, you know, giving grades and stuff like that. I watch a bunch of college football, and I still feel like I don't know these players like I should in order to actually do grades, but... I mean, a couple teams that point that stick out to me. I will give Alex's Giants props. I think they did what they needed to do. Maybe not the flashy pick and taking an offensive lineman first, but I think they did the right. A lot of teams, I will say, including the Giants, Bengals had an amazing draft, in my opinion. They have no excuse not to build off of that. But a lot of teams, I think, did what they were supposed to do, which was what we kind of figured was going to happen anyway. I think a lot of teams. I'm trying to think of a team that had a bad draft. I mean, I don't get the Eagles drafting Jalen Hurts, but I mean, I don't get the. I do not get the Packers taking Jordan Love, no matter what. Like you have at least like Aaron Rodgers is not like it's not like he's got 2 or 3 years. He's got more than that. So, that was the most shocking pick. I guess I'll throw it out there as far as like it's like I said, I'm not going to be someone that necessarily does grades, but I think the Pats had a good draft. We'll get more into that later, but. I think that it's definitely going to be one of those drafts, which is every year. Like, you can say they have a good draft, you can say they had a bad draft, is what they do with them. I mainly go by position. Like, if you got the position that your team needed, like I said, with the Giants needed an offensive tackle, you need to protect your asset in Daniel Jones. I'm just using that as a reference because Alex is in here. But yeah, and you got, you know, teams going, I'm trying to think of another team, you know, people getting receivers that they needed to. I mean, you look at names, you know, you can't be, well, you can't get wrapped up in the names is what I'm getting at. Like, yeah, you know, it's great to have a good name. You look at Dallas, their offense was not the problem. They picked CeeDee Lamb, which is a great pick because he's a great player. But if you really look at it, is that the best pick for them? You know, it's like teams like that. And we can analyze, you know, over and over again different teams. But I'm just giving you some little thoughts that coming up in my head as I think about them. But yeah, the Packers, I scratched my head. Eagles, I scratched my head a little bit. Yeah. Raiders kind of always are hit and miss. So who knows what they'll do? But yeah. I don't know. Go ahead, Alex. So if I think something else, I'll say something. But
a couple teams. I'll just go through a couple teams. I'll start with my team, the Giants. At first, I was like, Thomas, what the hell? Because Thomas was a guy who was originally after the college season ranked the best tackle. Then months happened with after the combine and stuff. Nothing happened, and he dropped. I don't know what happened. Why they dropped him. He went to, like, late in the first, and then the day before the draft, he was 10th, which was, like, the second or third tackle taken. But after people were talking and saying how good he was, I'm fine with it. I love fixing the line. I like Matt Parrott, who we got in the third round, who's a tackle from UConn, which is this big dude who didn't even play football until he was in high school and then wasn't supposed to play at UConn. And then apparently the story was they found him in the dining hall, and the coach was like, all right, you're playing football. But he's a project, but him and Thomas could be our tackle for the our bookend tackles for the next 10 years, protecting Jones and Barkley. I liked McKinney was an absolute steal in the second round, a first-round talent going fourth in the second round, was just an absolute steal. You couldn't pass on him. And then we didn't get really a defensive end or a wide receiver. We got a shit ton of linebackers for some reason, but I think we did all really good, especially in the first half of the draft. Cowboys, like you said, CeeDee Lamb may not have been what they needed because they need defense, but he's a player you can't pass up on, I think, if he's on the board. Just like the Giants when they took Odell, it was kind of a head scratcher. We were like, we don't really need a wide receiver. We have some good ones. We needed some other things, but he turned out to be pretty awesome. So I can't fault them for that. I think overall they had an A-plus draft, pretty much. I see everyone's giving them really good grades. The Cowboys did a really good job. The Eagles, I think, really had a bad first half. I don't think you take a backup quarterback to do some scheme stuff in the second round. I think they really bounced back in wide receivers towards the end of the draft, and they really bounced it out, and they got weapons for Carson. The Bengals, getting T. Higgins in the second round is an absolute steal. Burrow and Higgins, with some tackles and guards, whatever the else they got, and some defensive pieces, they did really well. Who else did I want to say? There was one other team. The Packers did the worst, I think. They didn't really fix most of their needs. Their weapon they got was like a tight end. That was like the first weapon they got. It wasn't like a lot of tight ends they got taken by then. I don't get the Jordan Love pick. I'll say this. If you, no pun intended, but if you love a quarterback and you think he's the next guy, you take him. But I don't believe in Jordan Love, and I don't believe it's the time, because I think Rodgers has at least 4, 5, 6 years left. Who knows how long he'll stay.
But here's the thing. I want to comment on what you just said, Alex. Like, even if you, no pun intended again, even if you love the guy, you're taking a first-round pick, which could have, if you look at it, like, when we look at back at this draft, we're going to see somebody that they clearly could have taken to help Rodgers. That's the issue. It's not Jordan Love could end up being the next Brady. It doesn't matter. The fact is,
if Jordan Love's the next Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, it's a great pick. But it's
because of the first round. Because Jimmy Garoppolo was taken the second round, and yeah, he never really got a shot. He got one little shot, and that was enough to trade him. And maybe that's what the Packers were trying to do. I don't know. But
if they want to try to win, I guess they're risking. If they're trying to risk, I guess, next year and maybe some years with Rodgers left to win a lot with Love, maybe. I don't know. They were one win away from the Super Bowl. So
right.
I guess they can verify it when we still have the team, because they didn't lose. They lost Bulaga, and they lost Blake Martinez and Fackrell. But that's basically it. They still have a really good team left. I think a wide receiver was still the move. But,
obviously they ended up transitioning out anyway. But let's just say, you know, when Peyton Manning got hurt, the Colts got the number one pick and got Andrew Luck. That made sense. Like, that makes sense. Like, you can't pass on a talent.
Yeah, but
to trade back in to do that, and even in the late in the first, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but I guess the Packers' way of doing it isn't suck for a year, suck for a couple years, and get your quarterback. It's find the guy, let him sit, and then do it. They've had three quarterbacks, or two quarterbacks, yeah. 90, whatever.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots had two no-name person that'll probably be Hall of Famers drafted first two picks. And then they took two tight ends back-to-back, I don't know if it was back-to-back. They took a bunch of tight ends.
It was back-to-back, third round. Yeah.
They had two tight ends they took, which, I mean, it's cool. Last time for the Devils, Hernandez and Gronk, but again, Gronk was the second rounder, and I think Hernandez was later. I'm not sure, but...
Hernandez was a fourth,
and
I think.
The only other team I want to talk about, and then Griff, you can take over.
Yeah.
Is the Raiders taking Ruggs first. I mean, he's a speed guy. You can get they want that, but I mean, it's just hard to justify taking the guy that nobody thinks is the best receiver when the two best receivers are on the board. And then they took back-to-back wide receivers again later. Like, I get they want weapons, but there were still holes they needed to fix on the defense. Like, when you have two picks in a row, literally back-to-back, not just their back-to-back picks, they took two wide receivers with two consecutive picks in the draft, which I thought they could have at least done one receiver, one defensive piece.
And they got Hunter Renfrow last year, too, so I don't understand why they're trying to hoard receivers, but... I mean, he's a slot guy, but still.
I mean, I know you love Hunter Renfrow. He's a South Carolina guy, but I don't know how good he is.
But he's good. He's great. He's an element type player, but like still.
I mean,
like,
yeah, him and then Tyrell, who's like I feel like he's boomer boss kind of.
Right.
They need like they got their number one guy with a number one pick. I just think it was the wrong guy.
And that could be. I mean, there's. I think, I don't know if it was last, what year, was it last year that DK Metcalf and all of them, there was like, I mean, there's a, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know,
Yeah, DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel.
AJ Brown, like, there were so many different receivers that you couldn't go, you didn't really go wrong with either one of them. Like, I know DK's the more, like, you know, physical specimen, but, like, I think that's how it's going to be this year. You got CD, you got Ruggs, you got all of it, like.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that could be wrong.
I think they're all going to be good. Yeah, this team is good enough. They're going to be good. You're not debating this. You're like, well, whatever it is. Like, they all got good receivers. That's what I'm saying. But I get your point, though, still, Alex. I do get it.
All right, and last but not least, it's me. The one thing I want to say, too, is even in Phil, I can't believe you left this guy out, but I believe former Gamecock Debo Samuel, too, went in the second round last year to San Francisco.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and now Debo's the top receiver in the league. A team that, I'm not going to call them a winner, but I think they made a few good moves, was the Indianapolis Colts taking Jonathan Taylor in the second round. I think him and Marlon Mack, that could be a very good run game for the Colts. And also, too, taking Jacob Eason in the fourth round, because Eason now has a chance to learn under Rivers whether Rivers is going to be there for one season, for two or three. I just think that's a good, like, that's the kind of situation I feel like Jordan Love should have been thrown into, where he's going to a team where you don't know how much longer the starter is going to be there for. He shouldn't have gone to the team like the Packers, where, hey, Rodgers can be here for a few more years. Rodgers is on that Brady trajectory where he wants to play till he's 45. And you also have, too, now, like, we don't know what's going to happen there. And even, too, the Packers needed a receiver. I kept stressing this. What do? They take a running back. Like, you don't need that. So, like, that was just a head-scratcher for me. The Eagles, too, I will beat that drum that you don't draft a QB in the second round to be Taysom Hill. Not taking anything away from Taysom Hill, who got paid yesterday, by the way. But he was undrafted. If you want to take a player to be that Swiss Army knife in your offense, you do it in the sixth round or later, in my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. And I also think you don't draft Jalen Hurts to be Taysom Hill.
He was a Heisman finalist this year. It's not like Jalen Hurts is just some quarterback who had good numbers. No, he was a Heisman finalist and was in the college football playoff, I don't know, all of his years in Alabama and this year with Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think he's a lot better than people are projecting, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Now I have to root for my pick of him being really good to hope not come true because he's an Eagle.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
CD Lamb.
The other team I want to say that had a pretty good draft, or not a pretty good draft, but like they got some help, is the Jets, actually.
That was another team I wanted to talk about. They had a really good draft.
That pains me to say.
And they got their tackle.
Yeah, that pains me to say, but they got backed in. They got I like their pick of Mims out of Baylor, though. They need a receiver.
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good draft.
I think the Dolphins did well. They went with their two. We talked about
fantastic.
Yeah,
I think they did very well, and that's coming from a bad team.
They replaced Tunsil, got their quarterback.
And I'll be honest real quick for Dolphins fans, they'll love this, but if I'm talking about any legit threat to the AFC East title, it's the Dolphins. Not this year. I'm just saying that team, they're the ones that are building it the right way. I think the Dolphins are getting there. They've got their quarterback now. All the pieces are starting to... I mean, the Jets are still doing everything wrong, and I think the Bills are... We just don't know. The Bills have always been the Bills. Like,
the Bills should win the division this year.
They should. Yeah, I agree with you, too, Alex. They should, but I don't think they...
We had also talked about the Bills draft, how they said... Jake Fromm was too good to pass up on.
Yeah, I did not get that pick at all. As soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, what? Like, okay, you have... Do you not trust Josh Allen? It's like with the Eagles, too. It's like, do you not trust Carson Wentz? Carson Wentz had an MVP season 2 years ago, and now you're drafting Jalen Hurts. Like, you have Josh Allen, who has accuracy issues, which... and also, there's a couple other teams I want to talk about I thought drafted good. One's Jacksonville. I think they filled their holes on defense with... C.J. Henderson, your boy Chaseon from LSU, Alex.
Yeah. They just don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
I'll get Trevor Lawrence next year because they'll suck.
Yeah.
But back to the Bills for a second. I don't think Jake Fromm's good. And second of all, what's the point of drafting someone at a quarterback if he's too good to pass up on? If you have a quarterback, or you think someone's going to trade for him? No, anyone could have drafted him at any point.
When you have a quarterback like Josh Allen, who literally struggled in the playoff, like, you need to give him confidence. You don't need to give him everybody's like, competition is always good.
Too. Or they might be around the same age. Like, I know the Jets took a quarterback that's older than Sam Darnold.
Yeah, James Morgan from Florida International or Florida Atlantic.
Be like, fuck my life because I'm never going to play.
Yeah.
Right. Outside of Andrew,
The other pick I didn't get as well was the Bears drafting Cole Kmet, the tight end, because did you see this? They have like 9 or 10 tight ends on their roster now.
Yeah.
Like, the Bears are that one team where I want to look at them and go, like, what the fuck are you doing? The
Browns also have, like, 9 tight ends. It's very weird.
But I did like the Browns' first-round pick in Jedrick Wills, though. They did need to fix that offensive lineup.
What's crazy is all the teams that could have done the whole quarterback thing, like Jordan Love or the Jake Fromm situation we just talked about, didn't do it. Like, you have the Bears, who could have actually put somebody behind Mitch to put a little fire under him.
They got Nick Foles.
They did that with Foles.
That's true. They already got Foles. That's true. But then I will say one thing, too, and this is could be complete homer coming out of me or what, but I've seen a lot of people actually say this. The biggest winner for the Patriots in the draft was Jared Stidham, and I love the fact that we went all in on him. If he sucks, he sucks. But the all support, didn't draft in a single quarterback. We signed some quarterbacks at the end, but didn't draft a single quarterback. I love that. It's your guy. You don't see anybody else even close to him. Don't just go after names.
Yeah, I mean, you have a backup. You have Hoyer. So.
Yeah, we have Hoyer. I just think that's a lot. That shows how smart Bill Belichick really is, because there's a lot of teams that aren't willing to do that, a.k.a. the Bills, who have a guy they should be supported in and then draft a Jake Fromm, which is not going to make a difference.
I mean, if they didn't have Hoyer, I would say draft a quarterback. But you have a guy who's had experience who can handle being in the NFL. But yeah, you got to go with Stidham, and if he sucks, you get a good pick. Hopefully, you get the quarterback.
Yeah.
If not, you're good, and he's fine, and you keep him.
Also,
worst thing you can be is like 8-8 and not be able to draft a quarterback and miss the playoffs.
Yeah, that's my only fear. But there's a couple other teams too. I wanted to say, Alex, I did like that with the Xavier McKinney pick and the pick up of the offensive lineman for the Giants. I think the Giants have something working. It's just depending now on how good of a coach Joe Judge is. A couple other teams I wanted to mention, and one of them drafted Phil's boy from South Carolina, but San Francisco, I think, had a pretty okay draft as well. Also, too, picking up Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State, because, like, and they also got Kinlaw. Yeah. John Lynch is a very smart general manager. I didn't know what to think of him at first, just considering when you hear a lot of those guys going from booth to the GM office, sometimes it works, sometimes it fails. John Lynch has been one of the best general managers in the NFL the last 3 years. He's just, like... He's a very aggressive GM.
Back one pick?
Pardon me?
Didn't they trade back one pick?
They've done that twice now.
I don't know why Tampa did that.
Because
if San Francisco's going to do that, they're clearly not taking what they think you're taking.
Yeah, but...
No, they do that all the time, though. Teams, I don't understand that either, though.
There was a video from Lynch's first draft 3 years ago with Peter King from Sports Illustrated, if you guys know who that is. And he was with Lynch, and they're in the war room, and it shows... Oh, we're not going to take, like, because it was the year that Trubisky went to Chicago, but San Francisco had 2, Chicago had 3. San Francisco moved back one spot, got a shitload of picks, I think another 3 or 4 picks just for the second overall pick, when all along San Francisco was going to go for Solomon Thomas, and they knew, oh, the Bears are going to get Trubisky, let's just nip, like, let's just get the most of them. They milked them, for lack of a better term.
I get why you trade up with, because if, like, in that case, the Bears traded up, one, not just because they thought the Niners were going to take him, but just in case somebody else traded up to get to 2. Trubisky was just a stupid move.
It was.
But year's draft.
There's just one more team I got to mention. And that's, it's the move that the Rick Spielman cashed in on this. And this is Philadelphia's stupidity by taking Rieger. But, man, Justin Jefferson going from one purple jersey to the other. What a pickup for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, his upside could be Stephon Diggs, like, so.
If you're replacing that, I know they've got the corner, I believe, from TCU, and they got a couple pieces in there as well just to help the defense out and the offensive line, which they need help with. But if they can get a good season out of Jefferson, Thielen, and Dalvin Cook and stay healthy, man, Minnesota could potentially win that division.
I read somewhere on Twitter, somebody was like, yeah, the Vikings just replaced Diggs with somebody of similar talent who won't complain every time he doesn't get the ball.
And isn't Jefferson taller as well, or is that just me?
He might be, I don't really know.
I can look that up to you.
Because,
yeah.
Also with the Niners, they had a really good trade with Miami for, they got rid of Breida, who they didn't need.
And they also got,
Gordon Howard.
Yeah.
So, they wanted to cut salary of Breida, I think, and then Miami was like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Also, who else?
Marquise Lee's a Patriot now, which I like that pickup for New England, but Marquise Goodwin also, I think, went to Philly, didn't he?
That's the one, too. They didn't care about the salary. He's getting paid a lot for who he is.
Yeah. The other one trade that I liked was John Lynch adding Trent Williams into that offensive line in San Francisco, replacing Joe Staley, who... Congrats on a good career, but just retired. And also today, we had James Devlin retire from the New England Patriots. I'm not sure if you saw that, Alex.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. You spelled his name wrong. Forgot the entry.
It's definitely
not that. That's the message I was going to. But I was driving.
Oh, and also, too, Justin Jefferson's an inch taller than Diggs. He's 6'1". Diggs is 6 feet.
Giants signed an undrafted free agent from Canada, Griff. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. We went to some college, actually. I forget his name. He has a stupid name. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I missed the E. Damn it.
Six, seven, though.
Yeah. There's also a couple other Canadians who went. The pick that I thought the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to use to take Hurts, but Chase Claypool from Notre Dame went to the Steelers at 49, and then Neville, I don't know his last name, but he's from Ottawa, went to the Dallas Cowboys. So there was a couple Canadians that were drafted. But the one thing I wanted to talk about the Patriots draft, Alex, I know you weren't a total fan of it. Part of me thinks this year they're going to be that team, and Phil, prepare for this, I think offensively they're just going to skate by with what they got, and they're going to try to win games defensively.
Well, here's the thing about like last year.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be a repeat of what we experienced from November to the end of the season. I think that's what it's going to be. We'll have a few.
People forget there's talent on that offense, man. Like, there's young talent. Kill Harry could have a breakout year. I actually expect him to.
I mean, the dude has a lot of talent. You heard nothing about
what? I mean, I understand questions. There are questions on the offense. I don't get that. I mean, I get that. But you have Jared Stidham, who also has a better retweet. I saw this today, and I agree with this. Jacoby Myers is a great receiver and probably has more rapport with Stidham than he does with Brady because he probably got more time with Stidham. So who knows if that connection breaks out as well. I'm being optimistic, obviously, but still, like, I think
I would say I think the receivers are great. But, even Edelman isn't, like, a great regular season receiver.
I think if they can get healthy seasons, though, out of Harry and Sanu, it'll pay dividends.
I think what I'm getting at is I think Bill Belichick is built, like, when you have a quarterback that you're unsure of, whether he ends up being great or ends up being average or good or horrible, Belichick, I don't think, honest to God, I don't think Stidham is going to be horrible because the way that Bill Belichick is building the team around him. Like, same thing he did with Brady for success. Now, is he going to be the next Brady because Belichick is doing this? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is he's building it around to where it's not going to be, the game's not going to be left in the hands of Stidham. Stidham is going to just do what he has to do, game management, and if he's a good quarterback, that's all we need is a good quarterback, we'll be 10-6 and it won't even be a problem because that's what Bill Belichick is building around that. And the draft says that too. I went out and got beat up some stuff.
To go off of, really, to say that besides just you've always been good because you've had Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but now it's Bill without Tom and Tom without Bill. And
well, no, yeah, I agree. There's questions. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, well, like,
even you have without Tom, the 10-6 with Matt Cassel, but that still had a like 17-0.
But yeah,
They also have a very tough road schedule this year because they go out west a lot. But we'll see. And the other thing too is that the defense. I know they lost like Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, Landon Roberts, but within the draft, I like that the Josh Uche, the linebacker out of Michigan. The play with Chase, like, as I think too, also on defense, I think we're going to see a breakout year from Chase Winovich in a more prominent role at linebacker. We still got Dante Hightower. One thing I'd love to see, that I loved, was David Andrews is back and healthy at center, who I know he had a great relationship with Brady, but he can build on that with Stidham. And also too, I still think we have one of the best defensive back units in the league.
That's what I'm saying. I think if you build around the defense, you give him enough weapon, you draft some tight ends, you got some receivers you picked up. I think that it's being built the way if you want to win with Stidham. Like, Stidham's being even more than that, then you get him more weapons.
Very optimistic.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Alex. I guess my thing is this, is like, I am way more optimistic. If Belichick had left and we still had Brady, I'd be a lot less optimistic, and here's why.
I think Belichick's more important, but let me just say, you had great defense for most of the season. I'm pretty sure you guys, your defense went not to shit, but it went downhill.
Well, they got exposed. That's fair.
In the worst game possible against Miami.
My best fantasy score to, like, average.
But I think they'll learn. I honestly believe they're going to. They have a
ton of pieces, and the pieces that got drafted this year aren't obviously going to be amazing right away.
But Alex, those pieces, like, you got to know this too. Kyle Van Noy is a piece of, like, that. I'm not trying to say that he's, you know, a scrub, but. Well, Kyle Van Noy was great, but he's that same spot that gets replaced every year. There's just another guy that gets in that spot, and it's not like a
I think.
Wild. I mean, you just don't know who the next guy's going
to
be.
Yeah. I think Van Noy is a bigger loss, too, just because he was a vocal voice of that defense.
You guys lost, like, four or five real pieces to your
team.
You
also lost Jamie Collins, but that's not as big a deal.
The other team, there's two other teams as well I wanted to say quickly with the draft, just to get off the Patriots. But I liked Herbert going to the Chargers, and I don't remember who else they took off the top of my head, but... Pardon me?
I said I predicted wrong. I said they would pass on that, but they didn't. So.
No. But with Herbert, I feel like he can either play this year and start, or he can be on the bench and they have Taylor play, or less like, you know, where Baker's first year, Taylor played, and then eventually they threw in Baker, and then Baker kind of, they rode Baker for the rest of the year. So I feel like Herbert, he may start opening week, he may not, but if I had to bet, I would bet on him starting week one. But also,
I think all three top quarterbacks are going to start. And play all year.
Yeah.
I think they go with Tyrod Taylor first. I think he starts like week two or week
he's
three.
I think he's the most likely to play over his rookie, but I think once in camp, they realize Tyrod Taylor sucks like everyone else.
Yeah.
It could. Yeah, you're very right. It could change, for sure.
But I won't shout out Sports Bell Cards, whatever, the guy that was in our live stream when we were doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Herbert was going to go to the Dolphins first, and I kept saying Tua. I just wanted to shout him out that he was wrong.
And the other team as well was, Alex has the Jaguars, and I have my sweetheart Cardinals, but man, that was a steal getting Isaiah Simmons at 8.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're going to be good.
Glad you mentioned that. How are you the Panthers and you pass on Isaiah Simmons? I cannot wrap my
head. I thought they needed to replace Kuechly. Who did they end up taking?
Derek Brown.
They got a linebacker, but it wasn't Simmons.
They got Derek Brown out of Auburn, but then they also picked up someone. They also got that Gross Matos guy out of Penn State. So Carolina's got a good defensive line now. It's just
every single player was defensive.
Yeah, Carolina. I think they, all seven of their picks were defense.
They gave all the money to CNC. They don't need to put any more money into offense.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, who's their?
Not about them.
Who's their first round pick?
Derek Brown out of Auburn.
He's a beast. That's a good pick.
He is a beast. Yeah, I think they're gonna regret that Simmons pick. I don't think he's gonna be Simmons level.
Yeah, like the fact that, dude, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim, I'm smiling over getting Isaiah Simmons, and also too, they got a later rounds. I think it was in the second or third. They got Josh Jones, the offensive tackle out of Houston, which, like I said, they needed defense, like lineback help. They got Isaiah Simmons. They need offensive line. They got Josh Jones. But also, too, imagine this in there. Even to say if you have in the DBs, you're gonna have Patrick Peterson. You're gonna have Buda Baker. You're gonna have Byron Murphy, and now you got Isaiah Simmons. That's a really good DB unit. So Arizona's priming to do something special.
Yeah.
Isaiah Simmons
has no idea who's going to come out of that division. The new wild card spot. We could have three teams in that division make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I was going to say Simmons is a hybrid, so he doesn't. It depends on where they play him.
Well, he'll play. Yeah, I think he'll mostly play linebacker and play safety sometimes. Yeah.
The only other thing I want to say about the Patriots, too, is this year, they're either going to be good or they're going to be the Denver Broncos, where they have a good defense, but their offense is just meh.
Speaking of the Denver Broncos, if Drew Lock is somewhat decent, he has so many weapons now.
Who did he get?
Jerry Judy. You're going to have Cortland Sutton and Jerry Judy and Melvin Gordon to throw to. And Philip Lindsay.
They took a bunch of receivers, too.
Yeah. I feel like Elway was drafting for his job in a way,
Cortland Sutton's nasty. They should be good. And their defense, they got a cornerback. Didn't they get a top cornerback, too?
Let me look it up. Also, too, the other thing I wanted to say as well is if the Chargers can stay healthy, like, with them adding Chris Harrison, like, even to, like, you could have the Chiefs and the Chargers making it out of the AFC West.
I also saw people hating on the fact that the Pats took a kicker. We have no kicker. Why is drafting a kicker in the first round that bad?
Phil, do you not know this?
That's not a bad thing.
Do either of you not know the story?
That went too.
Do you guys not know the story about his tattoo, though?
Yeah, it's being good.
Do you guys not know about his tattoo story?
Oh, I heard. He's claiming that it's not what he thought it was and just never.
He got a 3%er's tattoo, which is like a white supremacist militant group who wants to like.
He said he didn't really understand what it was when he got it.
And he could be lying, but even if he is, it's fine. It's like
he says he's going to get it covered up.
Yeah, he's going to get it covered. I can see. I believe it. I'll take a man for his word. If he's lying, he's lying.
He said he was a dumb kid. He was like, he thought like, for one thing.
How many people have done that? Exactly.
The other team that had a good draft as well, I just want to say quickly, man, Baltimore got good with Alex's boy, Patrick Queen, out of LSU, and J.K. Dobbins running the ball.
Yeah, that's all right. Dobbins. So Ravens taking Dobbins when they have Ingram, and the Colts taking one of the other running backs when they have, maybe it was Taylor, maybe it was Swift, when they have Marlon Mack, who they just took recently.
No,
Marlon Mack's a Colt.
What?
Marlon Mack's on the Colts.
What did I just say?
He's Marlon Mack.
He's
on
the Colts. But what's the guy?
Ravens.
Colts took a running back too, so both teams have really good running
Jonathan
back.
Taylor.
Taylor, that's right.
Taylor Swift, I said.
And then, Taylor Swift plays football?
Who did get Swift? Who got Swift?
Detroit. Which I don't know why, but I saw some of their fans, some Lion fans weren't happy about picking Jeff Okuda. I think mainly because they lost Darius Slay, but besides that.
Joe said he wanted to trade back and
thought he still could. Flashy. People get mad when their teams don't take a flashy pick. You got to go in and
quarterback's a pretty good position. I think Joe was just
that's not a flashy name. Yeah.
Also, Alex.
He thinks he could have been there if they traded back a few picks.
Michael Ojemuda. Is the corner they took?
Denver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Denver on this list is 14th, and they also got another tight end, but they already got Noah Fant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about Baltimore again. They have Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, and Mark Ingram, and now whatever the running back is. Dobbins?
Yeah.
Mark Ingram's a vet, man. You need, like, that's not a bad pick.
Do they still have Gus Edwards, too?
Like, and how long he'll be there, but he was a beast last year.
He was, but...
Yeah. And the other one, too, is they still have, out of their tight ends, they still got Mark Andrews, and they still got Boyle, because Hayden Hurst went to... It was Hayden Hurst that went to the Falcons, I think. Am I not mistaken? Hayden Hurst, I think he's the guy that went to Atlanta?
Yeah, he is.
Believe South Carolina Gamecock, Phil?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Payne Hurst. I wanted him to go to New England, but that didn't happen.
No, he's in Tampa. Not Tampa, Atlanta. But speaking of tight ends, I'm going to ask Alex's thoughts on this first. But what were your thoughts on the Rob Gronkowski to Tampa, like coming out of retirement and all that?
I mean, the Patriots had no choice. So one thing is, they couldn't afford him if he does come back and play. So they had to trade him. And he literally said, "I'll only play in Tampa." So it's not like they have any leverage. So, I mean, a fourth round's fine for what they got. I think some people overreacted and said they deserve better for the best tight end of all time, but not really looking at the situation.
I agree. Alex, I even had a reactionary to it as far as the pick. The pick doesn't bother me anymore. What bothers me is Gronk. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm being a homer, maybe I'm being whatever you can call him.
It's a foolish thing to do.
He was so imminent not playing on football. He's doing these WWE things, he's doing these movie stuff, like, allegedly doing movie stuff.
All the Fox Sports analyst stuff he did.
And now because Tom Brady comes a call and you want to play. And I get the loyalty thing. That's great. But you're not going to hide behind your whole loyalty about the whole all I want to play for is one quarterback. And then you're going to do that and come back. Like, whatever. Gronk makes me more mad, honestly, than Brady. But call me hatred.
Brady got the offer from Tampa, and went back to the Patriots and said, match it. And they said no.
No, that's not true. I haven't heard that. That's absolutely not true.
That's definitely true.
I have not seen that from a reliable source.
They talked about it on the radio like 3 days in a row when he got first signed with the Bucks.
If
you show it to me, I'll believe it. But that's serious. The only thing I saw was the fact that when he went back. Yeah, see if you can find it. Because he literally, even Kraft says he only came back to talk to him during that time. He said to tell him that he was leaving. I've never heard that he came back and matched. If he did, then that's on the Pats. But
I think it was he wanted the Patriots.
The Pats already said they would offer that. Like, that's not even. Yeah,
Pats offered him 1 year, and he wanted two.
No, they offered him 2 years.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Think though? On a another note, do we think the Bucs and all this—they're going to the Super Bowl—is legit, or do you think it's just? Like, people saying
that. There's talent there. I'm not going to try to be a bitter. Like, bitter because they have two former Pats now, but, like, they have the talent there. But when do they have the coaching? Is the coaching there? Like, this is going to, if you can't win with this team, then what are you doing? But at the same time, I will say
it's a good coach.
I know they only gave away, what?
Isn't Bruce Arians in Tampa?
They have Bruce Arians in Tampa coaching. They have Todd Bowles commanding the defense, which.
Coordinator.
Bowles has proven him, but I'm just saying Arians hasn't proven anything. They haven't done anything since he's been there.
You one says he's a good coach, bro. That's what I have to draw from.
Man, remember he took. Remember, Arians will always have my respect because remember Bowles there was that year when.
The numbers have actually moved up. Bowles on the defense actually proved it.
Yeah.
I want to see it from Arians.
Because we know Bowles was good in Arizona as a D coordinator with Arians. Then he got the opportunity with the Jets, sucked at that opportunity, and then he went back to Tampa with Arians to get the DC job. My question is how is Brady going to gel with Byron Leftwich? Because if you think about it, Brady's only had one offensive coordinator his entire career. And also, too, the other thing when I was looking at these notes as well, not being bitter, I remember when Manning walked into Denver. Denver was already, they were a pretty okay team. Remember, they made the playoffs the year before with Tebow. They had that crazy overtime game against the Steelers in the playoffs. And then when Manning got there, it took a few years. I don't think you have, like, Manning was with the Broncos, I think, 4 seasons. I don't think you have that long with Brady. I think Brady is 2 to 3 max.
I mean, I think the Bucs will be fine. I mean, we can talk about
this. I don't know why they would even want Gronk in the first
place. That's what I'm going
to
say. Like,
they're going to have to get rid of Howard or Brady. They can't keep three.
They only have a fourth rounder. But you have O.J. Howard. He has, like, he's going to be way more of a stud. Like, I love Gronk. Like I said, I'm not going to, this is not the bitterness coming out of me. But, like, now O.J. Howard, I mean, you're not keeping him. There's no way they're keeping him.
He's skinnier. He's like, leaner.
Yeah,
he hasn't played here. His body's broken.
Also, too, you know Gronkowski has not had a full 16-game season since 2011?
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely not having one this year.
No, and also, too, like, the other thing, too, is the Bucs are still missing a running back. Like, they did good in the draft with getting Antoine Winfield, the cornerback out of Minnesota, and then Worfs, the offensive lineman. But
Bucs took a running back, didn't they?
You don't need a running back. Look at the Super Bowl champions. Every Super Bowl champion doesn't even have a decent running back. They have a decent running back. That's all they need.
One running back pick I want to talk about, though.
A lot of teams have pretty good running games. Giants had great running games.
Keyshawn Vaughn. My bad. They got Keyshawn Vaughn.
They didn't make the top running back. I agree. The running game is the least important, but most teams still have a good running game.
Also, right, too, but not one team that had an okay running game last year that got better this year is Alex, your boy Edwards-Helaire going to KC.
I was really happy when he went first. Not that I think it's the right pick or anything, but I was just really happy because I love Clyde. I mean, he was so good last year.
But even think about that, too. It's just adding him to a stockpile of weapons on that Kansas City offense.
Yeah, he's a good catching back, so I think he fits perfectly.
You run the ball with Williams. You have Edwards-Helaire be the catching. That's why New England was successful all those years. Like 2015, I think, I don't remember who was running the ball that year in that Super Bowl. But like this is when they still had Shane Vereen as that catching running back. Now they got that with James White. You need that two headed monster at running back.
I think by the end of the season, Clyde will be the starter, and they'll still do a multi back setup. But
yeah.
Second Williams, Darrell Williams, I think is his name, from LSU as well.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty much useless now.
Yeah.
Because he would be there when the other Williams was out.
Yeah. The only other thing I want to say, though, about the Bucs situation is I still don't think they're the best. I still think the Saints are the better team in the NFC just because they're proven and they're, like, even though they got good receivers, the Bucs don't have, like, when you got a guy on your team named Michael Thomas, I'm sorry, I'm going to lean that way.
I just don't think the Bucs are gonna, like, it takes time to gel. I don't think they're just gonna instantly be amazing with a 40 whatever year old quarterback.
Oh, if they lose their first game, it's gonna be the whole talk. If Brady goes to Tampa and does not either make or win a Super Bowl or even a conference championship game, it's gonna be that narrative is gonna follow him around forever of he was only good because of Belichick.
I don't know. You can't really say that because he's pretty fucking old now. And he wasn't that good.
Because he could have an MVP season and still not make the championship game.
But, if he makes the MVP, that's pretty good. His legacy's fine. His legacy's fine anyway. I don't think last year he was anything special anyway. His numbers were fine, but he wasn't, like, a great quarterback. He wasn't, like, a really, like, special quarterback last year.
He wasn't even the best quarterback in the AFC East.
Numbers-wise, he was very average, if not lower.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. But he wasn't good. He wasn't great.
He's not a quarterback.
But he's also, too, he's in a very competitive division this year. Like if Atlanta can stay healthy, they could be back. If Carolina gels well, they're good. If the Saints are the Saints, who, by the way, also the Saints had a very good draft with taking that center out of Michigan, who I wanted the Giants to take, Cesar Ruiz. And also, too, they added Zach Bond, who I thought was a steal out of Wisconsin. and they got that other tight end to go along with Josh Hill and Jared Cook.
Yeah.
And also, too...
Yeah, it's, besides the Falcons, that division's really good.
Yeah.
Honestly, with the Bucs, man, I wouldn't be surprised either way. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Brady struggled, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did well. You know, I think it's a two-edged... I think it could go either way with that. And I know that sounds like I'm just, like, hedging my bets, but I honestly believe that. I believe that if Brady plays well, the team's going to do well. If he doesn't,
I can see them...
every Patriots game last year. Yeah. How would you say Tom Brady threw the ball when it was a deep pass?
Not good.
He did. Okay, if there's anything that I was very, yeah, very, very, very never critical of Tom Brady, but the one thing I would agree on is he could not throw the deep ball. He would throw it and try it over and over again, and it would never work.
So let me ask you this. What type of receivers are Godwin and Evans?
Better than what we had last year.
Well, that's why I'm telling you. You know what? Alex, you made me think of something. I'm glad you said that. I don't know why it took this long to make me think. That's another thing on the Gronk thing. Why Brady now, let's just say Gronk is even half the man that he used to be. Now you can make the argument that, well, maybe Brady can only succeed late in his career with Gronk. Like, wouldn't you want to succeed with, like, if his whole big thing is to go out there and prove he can win on his own, blah, 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 blah. But then Gronk comes in. You can't do that anymore now. Because now if Gronk's not good, then that throws that out the window. But of course you had to go get Gronk. So now that you have this big, huge threat, which, I mean, I know he's small. He's smaller. He's
a slant receiver.
But it's like, now it's like, you know.
You can convert Godwin into doing some slants.
He wants Gronk because now when he can't throw it deep to Mike Evans, he can throw it top. Mike Evans is covered. He can throw it to Gronk. But that's me. Yeah. There's a little bit of bitterness coming out. I can agree with that. I can argue it. But still.
I would love if the Patriots were like 7-9. And the Bucks were like 5-11, and I could say, "Well, Bill was better. I was right about that." And both teams suck.
You would love that, but
one of my good friends went to a Bucks fan.
I will until I am proven wrong. The Pats are winning the AFC East. Until someone is labeled the AFC East champion of this year.
It literally is such a stupid thing. You could lose literally everyone, and you could still say we're still going to win the AFC East because we haven't lost it yet. You almost lost it last year.
I would say almost lost it. That's a little
one. Came close.
Almost lost that Bills game.
Came very close.
That Bills
game was a bit of a...
Anything. So right now, you had to pick and put your word on it. You would say the Pats are going to win the
division. And that's not a homer thing. That's
100% a homer thing. That's literally what a homer is. That's literally what a homer is.
No, we're just going to move on. I'm not even going to have this conversation.
Worst roster. Third worst roster on the team.
What?
In the division.
Just take the Patriots out of it. What gives you any idea that the other team's going to win the division? They have...
The Bills are good.
You've dropped the ball every year. It doesn't even... Like last year, you said it was close. If they had done what they were supposed to do, they still didn't get it done. Even in the year they should have won it.
The Patriots still had Tom Brady, and they were still a good team.
Alex, I'm acid, but okay.
If... I got to say this. If Diggs...
Thinks they're better. They're the best team in the division. Even if they win,
I just said there's no, like, until you can prove to me that another team is going to do what they're supposed to do, because every year they don't. Belichick didn't leave. Brady left. Belichick is still there.
As much as this pains me to say it, I think the Bills, like, from a football perspective, I think the Bills are the best team in the AFC East. The only big question mark for me is, if Josh Allen can, because you know Josh Allen's accuracy is still a bit of an issue, so if he can fix that in the offseason.
They also have a hell of a defense.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. The Bills' defense.
The
Bills got some boys that can ball on that.
You're saying the Patriots is not a homer thing when they've lost a lot of people and other teams have gotten, every other team in the division got better. Patriots got worse. And you're saying they're still going to win the division and it's not a homer thing. That's the definition of a homer.
It's not a definition of a homer thing, but let's move on. I'd rather just move on.
The only thing I want to say
Doesn't matter what I say. Okay? We're not going to move on. We're going to keep going then.
Okay, Phil, let's just move on. Let's move on.
No,
I'm stuck with this now. Look, yes, we lost Brady. We lost, you know, Gronk wasn't playing anyway. Okay? So.
You lost defensive pieces.
And we've lost. I'm trying to make this point earlier, and for some reason it goes right over people's heads. Okay? Like, we've lost even thousands of pieces that have been lost before and been recovered. There's proof there that it's been recovered from those things. What I'm telling you is there is no proof of another team taking the talents that they actually have, whether they're the most talented.
Bill, you do realize the Patriots
that movement actually have they done
NFL
it? Explain
them
when they've done it, because they haven't done it. That's the point.
Because you guys were always better. You're not better right now. You don't understand. Patriots were one of the worst teams in football.
We were better last year. Alex, we were not better last year.
Oh my
you
God.
Can make the argument this year's change is nothing to that. The Bills were the better team.
If no, they weren't.
Only, and they didn't get it done.
They weren't. Your defense was still better than theirs. You still had a better quarterback. You still had a better...
Get out of here.
Let's just move on.
The Bills were better than you guys last year.
Jesus Christ, I feel like Molly Cam right now.
All right, and they were one game. So you lost everyone. They were one game away from beating you guys and winning the division. You guys lose everyone. They get better. Now you don't think anything's going to change.
I didn't say that. Listen,
I'm done. You did say that. You said they're going to win the division.
Okay, Max Kellerman, Stephen A. You got me feeling like Molly Karam over here. Let's move on. Oh, fuck. What else can we talk about for today? Whew, you guys really took it off the... got to thank you for that, guys, with that nice little banter there. Holy shit, what else do we want to talk about for today?
I don't know, as long as there's logic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good word, Alex. Use that word.
Alex, now that we were talking about the Patriots' expectations, what are your realistic expectations for the Giants for this coming year?
To be better than last year, that's all I can hope for. Okay.
Did you like the Leonard Williams franchise tender, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only move they could make.
Okay.
The trade was one of the dumbest trades of all time. We traded a guy in a losing season for a third-round pick that was a free agent, so we had to franchise him to keep him, so we didn't trade the pick for nothing. But, I mean, hopefully he shows up this year and plays well. But my goal, I just hope that Thomas plays left tackle and Solder moves over to right tackle, and he becomes a stud, and we improve. And you never know. I mean, there's an extra playoff spot now, so if you're average, you can make the playoffs. So hopefully they're at least in the hunt for some of the end of the year.
And
I don't expect them to make the playoffs now.
That division, though, as a whole is weird just because, like, you know, you guys in Washington are rebuilding. I like Chase Young going to the Redskins personally, because who doesn't like Chase Young? But at the same time, too, if I had to pick right now, part of me wants to go Cowboys for winning that division just because I honestly
I have the Cowboys winning 100%.
Yeah.
They're going to bounce back from last year, and they added CeeDee Lamb, and, I mean, they lost their defensive end, and the cornerback, Byron
Jones.
From UConn.
Took way too much money to go to the Dolphins.
I do think they had a really good draft. And they also got Eagles, another stupid thing they did. They traded a pick with the Cowboys. I don't think you should ever trade with your division or shit like that, unless it really makes sense. But and then the Cowboys drafted a center to replace Frederick. So I think the Cowboys are the team to beat. I think the Eagles will be fine, but I don't think they'll be that good.
Yeah. The only other teams that I'm looking at right now from a perspective of just drafting, like we said earlier, like Cincinnati's that team where I could see them being the what the LA Chargers were last year. Remember the Chargers, I think, went 5-11 and they lost a lot of close games?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the Bengals this year. Like, you're going to see growing pains, but at the same time, too, you're going to see, hey, down the road, this can look very good.
I think, let's see, I don't know, Griff, I've been begging you, give me some hot takes.
Give me some hot takes, okay. The only hot take I can give is just pretty much with the Philadelphia Eagles with the Jalen Jalen Hurts thing, but also too, like, let's think of a good hot take here. I think the LA Rams are going to tear it down in a couple of years. And I think that's going to happen, and the Chargers are going to become the Chargers are going to be the better team in LA. They may not have the same fan base because obviously it's going to always go Rams over Chargers. But man, the Chargers are building something special with what they got.
Yeah, I mean, they were so stacked with Rivers too and sucked.
If they can stay healthy.
I got to see if Herbert's somewhat good first.
Yeah.
But that is a hot take. I'll give you that.
So. They also, too, their defense is very good. Adding Chris Harris from the Denver Broncos. If you can have Bosa healthy, if you can have Ingram healthy, Derwin James, if he can stay healthy.
Oh, it's studs.
Yeah,
there's right, give me a hot take prediction for this year.
Ooh, hot take prediction for this year.
If we have a football season.
You know what? Before I get into the hot take, I just want to add in, I think they will play regardless, even fans or no fans, because I don't know if you guys saw it, but the draft television audience on average was like 55 million people. So all the money they lose in like ticket revenue, like, man, the television revenue numbers are just going to go up, and that's going to make the networks more money, which will, and also too, because I don't know if you guys know this, but the contracts for the television contracts for the NFL are expiring soon, so they got to renegotiate those. So if they got to play and the TV numbers are up, it's just going to mean more money for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big way.
You want to hear my hot take?
Sure. Let's go around. So before we end this, I want each one of us to give a hot take for this upcoming NFL season.
We heard yours, Phil. You already had a hot take.
Oh, Phil had his hot take.
The Patriots win a division, I'm sorry, is a hot take.
That's not a hot take, man. Yeah. The team... Never mind. I'm not getting into this again.
Okay, Alex, go.
Dolphins
team, and... Only teams won the division for how many years in a row, but okay.
Hot take. It has nothing to do when you lose all your players. It has nothing to do with all what you were last year.
I'm not going to. Go ahead, continue.
The Dolphins and the Bengals will be in contention for the last playoff spot at the end of the year. Will they get it? I don't know. But they will be in the hunt.
Like those teams like Week 16 and stuff and where
they could still make it.
I said this a while ago. I know I said this in chat, but you called it a bit of a cold take, but I got a couple. One being that I think the Colts will be the team to win the AFC South. I think Ryan Tannehill's good, but he's not as good as last year.
Yeah, I mean, was he even that good last year? He didn't have to do much. I thought he was perfect for what he had to do.
You know what? If he can play like, if the Titans can play
like that.
If Derrick Henry plays like Derrick Henry does, because for some weird reason, Henry's always quiet in like September, October, and then November hits and he just finds the gas. What's another one I got? I think the Baltimore Ravens still win the division, but I think they have a regression year because people are starting to figure them out more, kind of like what happened with the LA Rams last year.
Baltimore?
Yeah. I think Baltimore's still going to be good, but I don't think they're going to be...
I think they still were a 1 or 2 seed.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're still going to be a 1 or 2 seed, but they're not going to win as easy as they did last year, where they basically went 2-2 and they just ran the gauntlet. And also, too, I just wanted to add a couple points about the Buccaneers. It wouldn't shock me if, like, they started out like 2-2 and then won like 4 in a row and then all of a sudden either digressed or they just kept on running. Like, you know, right, Phil, remember the days of the Patriots where it was like, oh, they're 2-2, is this the end of the dynasty? And then they just find the gas pedal and win like 7 games in a row.
Yeah, like every year.
Yeah, well, like pretty much every year from like, I remember they did it in 2012 and I want to say either 2014 or 2015, one of the two they did that. Oh, 2018, excuse me, when they... had that Sunday night football game against the Lions, and then they killed Miami the next week. And the only other thing I got to say, too, is another hot take. I like the Jameis Winston pickup for the New Orleans Saints.
I don't get it, though.
I don't get it.
Actually, they have.
You know what? It's going to be like a Robert...
Pick up Jameis Winston and then also signed, like, Taysom Hill, whatever the frick his name is.
Well, dude...
Yeah. Hill's going to play more than Jameis.
Jameis is probably going to be there. Like, they'll give him his chances, and then some team next year is going to take a shot at him. Like, say, for example, if Jacksonville's, like, decent next year and they don't end up sucking, they'll probably be like, hey, Jameis, you want to come play for us? And they'll overpay him, and then they'll regret it.
I wonder if the Saints are just hoping, or, like, just in case a quarterback gets injured throughout the league and they can trade him.
Probably.
Get a better draft pick because they know they're going to have a bad draft pick because they're going
to
be good.
Well, remember, too, the Saints, when they got Bridgewater, pretty much got him for nothing from the Jets because the Jets decided, hey, we're going to go with Sam Darnold instead of Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, true, but at least people were like, I don't know if Bridgewater can even, like, run,
yeah,
let alone play quarterback.
Yeah.
Jameis, they know he can play. He's not going to get... He's not hurt. He's just... whether he's worth it.
One other thing I wanted to ask you guys. If you had to pick a winner for the NFC West right now, would you still go with San Francisco?
That's so... hard. I really didn't even think they were going to win last. I thought the Seahawks were going to win that game, and then they blew it.
Fucking Seahawks should have, and then they got the delay of game penalty.
You say win the NFC or win the NFC
West? Win the West.
I could see that. I mean, I don't think it'd be a shocker if Seattle won it.
I don't. Yeah. I mean,
the Seahawks have a good offense. It's just their defense is just a little wonky to me still. It's not that Legion of Boom defense anymore.
Yeah, their defense is is worse than their offense now.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Offense is strong, dude.
My one other hot take I'll give right now, I think, Alex, you're right from before, I think three NFC West teams make the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to say, good. I think Cardinals definitely
make could.
My hot take was Cardinals in the playoffs, but...
Yeah, they definitely could.
Just part of...
that hot, but still.
Because I think this year is...
Besides the Pats winning the division, yeah. That's a hot take,
too. Cliff, I think for the Cardinals, though, would you say there's more pressure on Cliff Kingsbury to have a good coaching season or for Kyler Murray to play well?
I mean, I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
As long as if Kyler Murray plays well.
If Kyler Murray doesn't play well.
They think Kingsbury play yeah. coach bad.
Yeah. But, I'm not going to care if Kingsbury's coaching if Murray can't play.
Yeah.
If you win games, it doesn't matter how you coach because nobody yeah. nitpicks coaching if they win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You win, it doesn't matter.
Oh, another one I have is Alex's.
Maybe Alex from the team would nitpick it and notice stuff, but you're just like, just the media and stuff won't say anything.
Yeah. The only other thing I have to say quickly, I've seen a couple people for already doing way out early fantasy draft predictions. I actually found some guy on TikTok who does them, and he has your current shirt going number one overall in fantasy football drafts. But
I mean, with a better line, he could be back as long as he doesn't get injured.
I have him in a dynasty league, so I need him to do good.
Keeper?
Yeah. He had a quote-unquote bad year, and he still rushed for over 1,000 yards.
That's
so.
Often yeah. true. Yeah, very true. Very true.
I still think it's going to go like Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas, Saquon Barkley. That's my top three.
I mean, yeah, it's hard not to take CMC first.
CMC is like the whole offense, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
He catches more than Barkley's too, yeah. which is insane.
I think CMC is going to be the overall number one.
He earned it last year. Yeah. Just like Barkley earned it after his rookie year, and then got hurt, and now didn't earn it.
I think Barkley's going to have a bounce back year, and also, too, I think Alvin Kamara has a bounce back year.
Yeah, Kamara should. Yeah, PPR, though, yeah, Thomas has got to be up there.
Yeah.
That catches everything.
Because, like, the people who take Mahomes number one, like, who take him in the top five, people are like, oh, he gets so many points. I'm like, you don't take a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, Lamar... last year was a first round. I mean, he got so many points, but yeah. it's hard to just risk it. Because I took Mahomes, I think in the second, or I took her third when it was early. But he ended up getting hurt for a couple games, and fuck me.
Yeah. Which, by the way, just quick congratulations to Lamar Jackson on being the cover athlete. Which I think is the second year they had a no brainer for who's going to be on the cover of Madden.
Cover of a game that's not going to come out.
Oh, they're going to release.
All games have been pushed back. So good luck. If that comes out. But yeah, he was the obvious choice. I mean, that's congrats to him. I wasn't trying to diss that. I was just saying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I need a new Madden. Is it even worth it to get, well, I guess now if it's pushed back, to get the old ones?
I was about to say, I looked on the PlayStation store today and it was like $25 or something like that.
I mean, I'm sure it won't come out if they need people to go in and create the game.
Yeah. Because I know, like, NHL, like, they work on that stuff year round.
Madden 19 or Madden 20 with a new cover.
I mean, we could definitely beat it. It's going to go arcade because I can't.
I've been doing well with my face of the franchise on Madden so far.
What?
You know the face of the franchise mode on Madden where you basically get a player, you play college, you get drafted and stuff, and you can do a career?
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing that so far, and guess what team I have my quarterback on?
The Jets?
The Buccaneers.
Oh, wow.
They're not getting Brady now.
Yeah, I was drafting the fourth round. By Tampa Bay, and I'm in my third year. My quarterback's name, I came up with a fun one, is Chris Ripley. I don't know where I got Chris from, but I got I think you can tell where I got Ripley from.
Were you?
Yep.
What was your, what pick were you?
I don't know, I was in the fourth round.
Oh, fourth round? Oh, God, Griff, come on.
I was on the wrong end of Hollywood.
I won the national championship with Oregon.
That mode could be so much better, but it's so trash.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not good at all. You remember, like, Alex, you played the college games, like, where you could be the, like, you played one player, right? You played those, right? Or did you know?
No, I don't think
anyone that's listening that played the college games, it's like, when you play those and you try to play, if you haven't played this grip, I'm not knocking you for playing them, because I played it. But I'm just saying, like, the college, after playing all those, like, one-player college games, it doesn't even, I can't even play it, because it's just not even on the level of those old college games, so.
I can't sleep on the quarterback.
It was fun on the college game. It's awkward on the Madden. I don't know, maybe it's just the Madden mechanics or that. It's just awkward.
I think it's a bit of the mechanics, because the reason why I dropped in the draft was because my my combine wasn't as good. Because a lot of times with the throwing drills, you have to get it, like, right, and they have these boxes set up on the field, like these imaginary boxes, and you have to get the receiver be in the box for when you catch the ball. And if it's not caught in the box or, like, just outside, you're going to fail.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you get on the Wonderlic?
Wonderlic?
Imagine that. They have the actual test on there.
Yeah, that'd be weird. But anyway, guys, I think we're done for today. Just under an hour.
Sounds like a plan. We got the epitome of a sports show. We talked to the draft, and we had an argument, and we kept going. that's pretty
better than anything that ESPN has on. But if ESPN wants to have us on, I'm not saying no.
I mean, I would probably say no.
We're all three smarter than Max. Whether freaking what is.
We're just not big of idiots as most people on there, but. I mean, we'd say a lot of wrong things, and people would destroy us.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be like, what did the Broncos take in the third round? And everyone would be like, how the fuck do you not know that?
Yeah. Right. Sure. When I said last show that my hot take was that this would be the last year Rodgers is in a Packers uniform, and then they go and draft Jordan Love. So, I don't know, maybe.
I mean, I don't think you're right just because they fucking love sitting quarterbacks 8 years now.
Oh, well, I 100% was one whole Super Bowl prediction, but...
Yeah. I mean, maybe he gets hurt in preseason, and you were right.
Yeah, it depends on me. Yeah, but I'm not. You know, I'll take credit for it, but it won't be because of me. It'll be luck.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Love, I think, needs years, 3 years behind Rodgers. If Rodgers, good mentor.
Good. But anyway, guys, that's gonna do it for today. Thank you for listening. And the only thing I gotta say is, like I say every year,
drafted.
Pardon me.
What did he say?
So shout out to the 14 LSU players drafted tied for most in history. Yeah. And everyone else that got picked up, like Moss and Derek Dillon.
Moss not getting drafted was shocker too, by the way. But yeah,
Griff wanted him in the third round.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he was like a fucking fifth rounder. I thought he was like third or fourth because a lot of the mocks that I saw had him going like late nine. A lot of the mocks I saw had him going like late 90s, early 100s.
But I didn't want to risk a top pick.
Shout out to Stevie Breach, who kept tweeting after the first day or second day. He's like, how did no one take a flyer on Randy Moss's son? I was like, dude, he's a fifth-round projection. Might not get drafted. He's like, I don't get it. He had a lot of catches in college. I was like, it doesn't always mean anything. You can win the Heisman and be awful.
Well, when you have Joe Pearl on your team, everyone's going to have a lot of catches.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And you have five other stud players on your team to take pressure off, dude. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway,
and Chase Marshall and Clyde.
Yeah. But anyway, guys.
Wrap it up, Griff.
Okay, I'm gonna wrap it up.
I kind of started that one.
But anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening. Stay isolated if you can. Quarantine, social distance, all that fun stuff. Hopefully, we get through this sooner or later. Like Stephen A. Smith says, wash your nasty ass hands. Goodbye, everybody.
You have to lay off the weed.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all three of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.